What determines the quality of care? Well, several things. Disabilities, as we'll talk in a few minutes, are unique. One disability is not the same as any other disability. And a person with cerebral palsy of one type does not have the same challenges or abilities or deficits or capabilities as my daughter who has cerebral palsy. So they vary from person to person. They're unique. Disabilities and their effects are unique. Clients may be overwhelmed, and you know, if you had the parents of a child with a disability, their life is consumed with just taking care of the kids, including the one with special needs. And if that child is requires extreme care, then, you know, that can be an all-consuming job for them. And they just don't have time to investigate or learn the options that we're studying about in these conferences and learn as lawyers. So you have a unique opportunity to be a counselor and an informer, an educator. And I think probably the most fun part of my job in dealing with clients is educating, letting them know, here's some things that are options for you. Here's some things you may not have known about. And they just, oh, I'm so relieved to know about that. So next slide, please. There are different types of disabilities. You should familiarize yourself, educate yourself somewhat about those if you haven't already. Developmental disabilities. Now, autism spectrum disorders, cerebral palsy, those are within the developmental disabilities category. And they will involve deficits to physical or learning or language, behavioral issues, and impairments of different degree and different nature of those things. But developmental disabilities begin when a person is in a developmental stage, usually a birth, they're from birth often, and they usually don't resolve, don't get well from those. They usually last a lifetime. They'll have effects for a lifetime. And care and therapies can mitigate the deficiencies or the impairments that those disabilities cause. So on page 2 of the handout, the material, the printed paper, we deal with these types of disabilities. And then also intellectual disability, below average IQ test scores that cause cognitive or mental disability. I looked up what is Social Security's criteria for an intellectual disability to constitute a disabling condition. And I find that in January 27th of 2017, there was a change in how Social Security rates intellectual disability by IQ. They said the new listing after January of 2017 requires that in addition to a low IQ, a child must have deficits in one or more areas of functioning, like social interaction, comprehension, concentration, or managing himself or herself. They must have a full-scale IQ score of 70 or below in order to for Social Security to rate that as a disabling condition for intellectual disability. A full-scale IQ score of 71 to 75 may be a disabling condition if there's also a verbal or performance score of 70 or below. And the child must have extreme limitation in one of the following areas or severe limitation in two of the following areas. And they list four different areas of functioning or interaction, understanding, remembering, applying information, interacting with others, concentrating on tasks and maintaining pace and managing oneself. Those are generally those four things. Under the new listing, a child with an IQ of less than 60 is no longer automatically approved for benefits as disabled without showing severe or extreme limitations. So looking up and knowing a little bit about how the programs deal with disability based on intellectual disability will help us inform clients I had a lady come in one time whose daughter had just turned 18. She was looking at getting her on SSI. The daughter had an intellectual disability, and she had an IQ score of 74, I think it was at the time, and she had seizures. I called a friend of mine who does Social Security disability appeals. I said, look, I've got a client here. The daughter's got these issues. She's got an IQ score of 74. Is that a disability? He said, well, it is a listed impairment. So does she have another disability? Because that by itself is not enough. I said, she has seizures. He said, are they managed by medication? And the mom said, yes, they are. He said, well, a seizure disorder not managed by medication plus the low IQ would be a dislabeling condition for disability determination. But if it's managed by medication, it doesn't apply. So that kind of thing is helpful to know when you're talking to clients. Next slide, please.